put her hands in her husband's. Her smile is radiant as the vanished flower.
Oh, Axel!
Like a sword, the darkness swooped down across them. Heaving and swearing, the outer edge of the mob reached the knee-high remains of the wall enclosing the ruined estate, hauled their carts over it and along the dry ruts of what had once been an ornate drive. The ruin, formerly a spacious villa, barely interrupted the ceaseless tide of humanity. The lake was empty, fallen trees rotting at its bottom, the old bridge rusting into it. Weeds flourished among the long grass and the lawn, overrunning the ornamental pathways and carved stone screens. Much of the terrace had crumbled, and the main section of the mob cut straight across the lawn, bypassing the gutted villa, but one or two of the more curious climbed up and searched among the shell. The doors had rotted from their hinges, and the floors had fallen through. In the music room, an ancient harpsichord had been chopped into firewood, but a few keys still lay among the dust. All the books had been toppled from the shelves in the library. The canvases had been slashed, and gilt frames littered the floor. As the main body of the mob reached the house, it began to cross the wall at all points along its length. Jostled together, the people stumbled into the dry lake, swarmed over the terrace, pressed through the house towards the open doors on the north side. One area alone withstood the endless wave. Just below the terrace, between the wrecked balcony and the wall, there was a dense 6-foot-high growth of heavy thorn bushes